as well. Temperatures today near 90 degrees, so the hottest day. Tomorrow it's down to 82, and Friday we're back to the 70s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans at the First Alert Weather Center.
67 in Germantown, 69 at DuPont Circle, and 69 in Annandale.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning, I'm John Aaron.
I'm Michelle Bash. Coming up,
we are following developing news this morning. D.C. police clear out an encampment protest at GW University, arresting anyone who refused to leave.
UVA on why 27 protesters were arrested. I'm Neil Augenstein.
How the top two Democrats in Maryland Senate race say they'll boost the old line state's economy. I'm John Doman.
8 o'clock on WTOP in Washington.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New pressure on Israel over the war in Gaza. CBS News confirms the Biden administration has paused a weapons delivery to Israel. Correspondent David Martin has our top story.
The official said the U.S. was concerned about the impact those bombs could have in a dense urban area. The official added that the administration is also reviewing whether to go ahead with a delivery of other precision-guided weapons. For weeks, the Biden administration has been warning Israel not to go through with the Rafah operation, but this is the first time the U.S. has actually restricted weapon shipments.
On Capitol Hill, House Republicans are holding a first-of-its-kind hearing this morning. They'll explore accusations of rising anti-Semitism in grades K through 12 since the October 7th attack on Israel. District leaders from New York City, Berkeley, California, and Montgomery County, Maryland are all expected to testify. Yet another round of severe weather has devastated the nation's midsection. Two separate tornadoes touched down in Portage, Michigan, near Kalamazoo.
Your house being there 1 second, and the next thing you know, it's just, you can't live there anymore.
Dozens of workers had to be rescued after a FedEx facility was ripped apart. There are no reports of serious injuries. As Stormy Daniels was going into detail about an alleged tryst with Donald Trump at his hush money trial in New York, a federal judge in Florida delivered some hopeful news for the former president. She scrapped a May court date in another case and didn't reschedule. Correspondent Robert Costa.
Trump allies at the classified documents case, they've been on the edge of their seat for a long time that he could face a federal trial about his handling of classified materials. Now, Florida federal judge Eileen Cannon has decided to indefinitely postpone that trial. That means, not guaranteed, that Trump may not face a trial on classified records before the election or ever.
A nationwide restaurant chain is dropping a popular drink. CBS's Chanel Call.
Panera Bread says it is phasing out its Charged Sips caffeinated drinks amid lawsuits alleging that the beverages caused two cardiac-related deaths. Another lawsuit alleges the company's Charged Lemonade left a customer with long-term heart problems. Panera has not commented on the pending lawsuits.
New data show a vast majority of doctors, engineers, scientists, lawyers, and the like are using some form of artificial intelligence at work. Microsoft's Jared Spataro says that's exactly what companies are aiming for.
71% of leaders say that they'd rather hire a less experienced candidate with AI skills than a more experienced candidate without them.
S&P futures are down 8, Dow futures off 20. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
We have developing news this morning. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. D.C. police have cleared out the pro-Palestinian encampment at George Washington University, and many protesters have been arrested. WTOP's Luke Lukert is at the scene in Foggy Bottom.
Here on 8th Street, police are still blocking the way to the university yard, where for 2 weeks, pro-Palestinian protesters have set up an encampment. Now they're beginning to remove those tents after D.C. police cleared protesters and students out of the quad after stern warnings. One protest organizer told me they came in with riot gear and used chemical irritants to clear the protesters.
The exact number of students arrested is not known, but I did see four or five vans filled with protesters leave the area. We're told some of the arrests were for assault on an officer. This development comes as D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith are set to testify before the House Oversight Committee over the encampment. Reporting live in Foggy Bottom, Luke Luger, WTOP News.
And Bowser has scheduled a news conference for later this hour. WTOP will have a reporter there, and of course we will bring you details as we get them.
The University of Virginia is also dealing with the aftermath of protests over the war in Gaza. 27 people were arrested over the weekend, and many are calling the police response heavy-handed. WTOP's Neil Augenstein has the latest from UVA's president and police chief.
Saturday was a terribly sad and upsetting day. It was traumatic, I know, for everyone involved.
In a virtual town hall, UVA President James Ryan and Police Chief Tim Longo said 22 tents had gone up Friday.
My warning was clear. The tents had to come down. They were welcome to stay, but the tents had to come down.
But Saturday morning, Longo said the words he heard from protesters concerned him.
They had a duty to fight for their cause. They had a duty to win. And they had nothing to lose.
Chief Longo says nobody was hurt as police with shields cleared the encampment within 15 minutes. UVA's president says it was a no-win decision.
I'm fully and painfully aware that we lost some of that trust on Saturday and that it's very difficult to regain trust.
Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
The closely watched Democratic primary for Senate in Maryland comes up on Tuesday, and WTOP's John Doman is talking with the top candidates about the economy.
We got to focus on things that we can really make job growth and that's bringing home the dollars.
And Congressman David Trone says his work on the House Appropriations Committee has done that.
I brought home last year the sixth most dollars of any member in the Congress, in the entire Democratic Party.
Big corporations pay fewer taxes than hardworking Americans. This worries me.
And if Prince George's County Executive Angela Alsobrooks is elected, she too promises to bring federal funds that help spur economic growth around the state.
And I've done this in the case of attracting the national FBI headquarters here. We have attracted a combination of funding that allowed us to bring about $100 million in just the last 2 years to the New Carrollton Metro.
John Dome in WTOP News.
And WTOP will speak tomorrow with the likely winner of the Republican primary, former Governor Larry Hogan.
Cleanup crews will soon start the next phase of salvage operations at the collapsed Key Bridge in Baltimore by using controlled explosions. Precision charges are being planned for as early as next week to remove large sections of the bridge that remain draped across the bow of the Dolly container ship. The step is coming after yesterday's recovery of the last missing road construction worker killed in the bridge's collapse. It's believed the explosives will blast sections of the bridge into the water, which can then be removed by cranes. Now, crew members still aboard the Dolly will shelter in place while the charges are detonated. Once the massive ship is freed from the wreckage, it will be refloated and removed from the Patapsco River.
Coming up.
Shopping more online doesn't necessarily mean less business for stores. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Are you testing your systems the way an attacker would? If not, why not? Let me tell you about Synac. The Synac platform enables penetration testing, vulnerability management, API security, and a managed BDP with top security researchers on one integrated platform. Talk with Synac today and develop your security testing vision to increase resilience in our FedRAMP moderate environment. To learn more, head to Synac.com. That's SYNACK.com.
808.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th to the Traffic Center and Rita.
Well, let's start out with the update on 270 in Maryland. Southbound 270 before 109, they managed to move the wreck over to the right shoulder. You're still in delays after 85, headed past the scene. Then it looks good until about Father Hurley Boulevard. You'll slow from 118 off and on to Montgomery Village Avenue, and then from 370 to Falls Road, and then after Montrose Road, onto the southbound spur to join the outer loop of the Beltway. Eastbound I-70 near 32 or Sykesville Road was a report of a wreck. In Rockville, westbound 28 was closed between Georgia and Muncaster Mill. Watch for police direction for the crash investigation. In Virginia on 95, watch for the delays southbound out of Dumfries, headed past Quantico. The work still set up in the left lane. Northbound delays, Dale City, into Newington, then 395 slows from Edsel Road to King Street, passing Glebe Road, and from the Pentagon headed across the 14th Street Bridge into the district. Now, in the district, the closures around George Washington University remain. This is Pennsylvania Avenue eastbound between 21st and 20th, H Street between 20th and 23rd, and northbound 20th between F and Pennsylvania. Definitely seeing delays. Southbound DC 295, delays begin off of Route 50 after 410 and off of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway after 202, headed all the way to Pennsylvania Avenue. Or onto New York Avenue, taking you to the light at Bladensburg Road. The inbound Suitland Parkway is slow before Branch Avenue, headed to the light at Stanton Road. And northbound I-295 delays coming from the Beltway. That Beltway delay begins after Branch Avenue, onto northbound I-295 passing exit 1, then before the Suitland Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge. Make your next car an EV with electrifying elegance and shocking incentives, including $18,500 in lease cash on the Genesis GV70. Go to Genesis of Gaithersburg or Rockville at Fitzmall.com today. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
And now, 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Storm chances continue in that forecast, but today is a slight chance at 30% during the afternoon. During the peak heating of the day, temperatures on their way up to 90 degrees. So if we do get any storms, expect some heavy rain, lightning, and maybe some gusty winds. But tomorrow's storm chance is higher, as we could also have a couple of strong storms with gusty winds and hail. As a weathermaker approaches, temperatures will fall into the 80s tomorrow, and Friday back down to the 70s for high temperatures. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans at the First Alert Weather Center.
69 now in Alexandria, 70 in Penn Quarter, and 67 in Columbia. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour on WTOP. Want to get crafty without spending too much money? Michael's stores are lowering prices on more than 5,000 items. The company's senior vice president tells Marketing Daily the price cuts are being made on items that customers use most in their craft projects, such as art supplies, frames, and t-shirts. She expects the company to continue to offer waves of lower prices over the next 6 to 12 months. We're doing more and more shopping online and less in stores, but WTOP business reporter Jeff Claybaugh says stores are not being completely left out.
Almost 42% of online sales last year involved a physical store, up from 27% a decade ago. Global data says it's a combination of retailers using their stores to fill online orders and consumers using stores to pick up or return their online purchases.
And more buyers are going to stores to look at items in person and then buy them online. Coming up on WTOP, we'll tell you why D.C.'s mayor is heading to Capitol Hill this afternoon. Stay with us. It's 8:12.
Savings are in bloom at Whole Foods Market. Prime members get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 through May 14th. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
Hogan is running for Senate.
Democrats have a big problem.
Talking about a margin of one vote, two-term governor leading also Brooks. But Hogan is in a dead heat with David Trone.
David Trone's the only candidate strong enough to beat Larry Hogan.
David listens to people and he fights for what they need.
He believes in opportunity.
And he's willing to fight for working people like us.
He has worked for prescription drug affordability, and I now can get my medication and pay my bills.
David has been an advocate for reproductive freedom from the start.
David's always been about second chances for everyone.
Congressman Trone passed the Second Chance Act.
I think he sees everyone as human beings.
David knows if you want to help students, hire more teachers.
We have a former governor who is running for the party of Trump.
The very rights that I've known my entire life are on the line.
David
is our best shot to defeat Larry Hogan, period.
I'm David Trone, and I approve this message.
Paid for by David Trone for Maryland.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Want to keep your gas-powered engines running like new?
Staples proprietary formulas are proven by third-party testing to outperform the competition in keeping fuel fresh, preventing corrosion, and cleaning the entire fuel system. With Stable, you can have confidence you are doing the right thing for your engine's long-term health. Just pour into your gas can or fuel tank, then top off with fresh fuel. At every fill-up or when you store, start with Stable. Available where fuel additives are sold.
Tutankhamun, His Tomb and His Treasures, an exhibition that offers an unparalleled glimpse into the extraordinary life of the king. Now at Rhode Island Center. Get your tickets on Fever or at TutankhamunExpo.com.
You've seen the long fence signs, and what they represent is more than just the gorgeous hardscape yard, deck, patio, or fence they're attached to. They're about our long-standing commitment to our customers, who know that we're long on experience and always provide the highest quality of craftsmanship and service. Of course, we're long on savings, too. Right now, get 25% off. Visit longfence.com to schedule your free estimate today.
There's a long-time name for quality.
Issues that matter most to voters in the DMV. Local races that could make all the difference. Coverage you can always rely on. Election 2024 on WTOP News. Facts matter.
It's 8:15.
New this morning, D.C. police have cleared out the pro-Palestinian encampment at George Washington University, and many protesters have been arrested. Meanwhile, a congressional panel today will focus on D.C.'s response to that protest. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser will go before lawmakers to answer questions. More from WTOP's Mitchell Miller today on The Hill.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says various GOP-led committees are committed to rooting out anti-Semitism and pressing college administrators to act.
You're going to see this House Republican majority take action to hold those leaders accountable.
D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton is critical of today's House Oversight Committee hearing and the call for the mayor to testify. Norton has issued a statement charging that Republicans are grandstanding to score political points at the district's expense. On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
There's word that the U.S. paused a shipment of bombs to Israel last week amid concerns that Israel was approaching a decision on launching a full-scale assault on the southern Gaza city of Rafah against the wishes of the U.S. That comes from a senior administration official who spoke on condition of anonymity. The shipment was supposed to consist of a few thousand bombs. The official says the focus of U.S. concern was the larger explosives and how those could be used in a dense urban setting. More than 1 million civilians are sheltering in Rafah after evacuating other parts of Gaza during the war. The pausing of aid shipments is the most striking manifestation of the growing daylight between Israel and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government and President Biden's administration.
What do AI and nuclear weapons have in common? WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green says right now, thankfully nothing, but that could change soon.
Ambassador Joe Detrani was a U.S. special envoy to the six-party nuclear talks with North Korea back in the early 2000s.
I was told by some of my colleagues, look, their missiles are antiquated, bad engineering, etc.
But 20 years later, North Korea has submarine-launched missiles, hypersonic missiles, missiles that can be launched mobily.
How wrong we were in the past.
It's not just North Korea that's the problem. There's Russia. There's Iran. And the big problem, China.
Because that is a concern. What they're doing now with their silos.
They want to fill them with more than 1,000 new nuclear weapons in the next 5 years. And then there's this. As China, North Korea, and Iran are all either seeking or expanding their nuclear weapons stockpiles, there's talk of AI being used to control them. J.J. Green, WTOP News.
The Swiss Army knife has been popular for more than 100 years, but now the company that makes it is making a major change. Victorinox is working on a new version, which won't have a blade. It comes as countries worldwide restrict people from carrying pocket knives or other blades unless they're required for work or other activities. No specific timeline's been announced for the unveiling of the new product.
And here are the top stories we're working on at WTOP.
D.C. police clear pro-Palestinian protesters from George Washington University in the wee hours of the morning. Some have been arrested. Our Luke Lukert is there.
Dozens of people take part in a prayer walk after the shooting death of a three-year-old.
Keep it here. We'll have full details in the minutes ahead.
We're brought to you by Marlowe Furniture. Elevate your home during Marlowe Furniture's Memorial Day savings event. Save big with 25% off all furniture, plus free delivery or 5 years no-interest financing. Happening now at Marlowe Furniture. It's 8:18. traffic and weather on the 8s. What's happening, Rita Kessler?
Oh, we're just sitting in a lot of delays right now. Not a whole lot of problems for these delays, but let's start out with getting into the district from Maryland. Both 50 and the BW Parkway are slow near 202. Headed onto the ramp to New York Avenue, then New York Avenue slows from South Dakota Avenue to Bladensburg Road and approaching Florida Avenue. Now, DC 295 slows off of 50 and the BW Parkway all the way to Pennsylvania Avenue. Northbound I-295 is heavy coming from the Beltway toward Blue Plains and again before the Suitland Parkway. And inbound on the Suitland Parkway slows in stretches before Branch Avenue headed toward the Douglas Bridge. We also have the closures in the district around George Washington University, eastbound Pennsylvania Avenue between 21st and 20th, H Street between 20th and 23rd, and northbound 20th Street between F and Pennsylvania Avenue. Expect the redirection. Northbound 395 slows in Springfield, off and on from Duke Street to King Street, then solid passing Glebe Road, and then heavy from the Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge into the district. Southbound 270 before 109, everything was moved over to the shoulder. You're still seeing some volume first from 85 to 80 and approaching 109. Then a delay after 118, headed to Montgomery Village Avenue, and from 370, headed past 28 in Rockville. Then you're slow after Montrose Road onto the spur to join a delay on the outer loop of the Beltway that begins near the big curve. Eastbound I-70 near 32 was a report of a wreck. We did have the closure of westbound 28 between Georgia and Muncaster Mill for a crash investigation. In Virginia, northbound 395 at Boundary Channel Drive, there had been some police activity there. That was just cleared. Keep an eye out on the ramp to the southbound George Washington Parkway for any activity that may still be there. Inner loop in Virginia delays out of Springfield, headed past 236 in Annandale. Eastbound 66 slows through Manassas and from the Fairfax County Parkway toward Route 50. But we also have a major backup on northbound 28 before 66 and coming off of 66, trying to make your way into Chantilly with nothing reported. For victims of drunken drug driving, your grief is unique, but you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit mad.org. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans. We're finally getting some rays of light through our windows here in the studio. It's nice, some sunshine.
Yeah, we'll have some passing clouds with sunshine today, but it's those temperatures that at least will be quite warm for this time of year. And if you step outside as well, you'll notice that humidity. So warm temperatures combined with that humidity means heat index anywhere from 91 to 93 later today. The hottest day of the week, tomorrow it cools down to the 80s, and we'll have 60s and 70s Friday through Sunday. Now, storm chances tomorrow really ramp up during the afternoon and evening, and some of them could pack a punch with some gusty winds and hail. Overall, the severe weather threat is not too high, but it is still there, or at least high over the last couple of days. So any strong storms, again, favoring the late afternoon to early evening tomorrow. Shower chances low today. Friday and Saturday, we'll have some scattered showers wrapping around the backside of that storm system. Then early next week, it dries out and temperatures will start to rebound into the mid-70s. 72 now at Arlington, 69 Silver Spring, and Upper Marlboro at 68 degrees.
Brought to you by Gutter Helmets. Save 50% off installation plus 18 months, zero interest. Conditions apply. GutterHelmet.com.
And coming up,
I'm a hamburger nerd inside and out.
You could call him the Mozart of making cheeseburgers. I'm Nick Iannelli.
822.
Moms love keeping things clean. That's why a flagship car wash subscription is the perfect gift for her this Mother's Day. Watch her sparkle and shine every day with an unlimited plan that she can use at over 35 flagship locations. Visit FlagshipCarWash.com.
Today's Innovation in Government report highlights the government's IT modernization opportunities. Brian Mickelson, the Vice President and General Manager for U.S. Public Sector at Datadog, says there are three pillars that make up end-to-end observability.
But it's infrastructure metrics paired with application traces. So now I'm starting to think about, on top of that infrastructure, where am I running my applications, whether it's on-premise or in the cloud? But what can I actually see in terms of how my applications are performing? What are they doing from a memory constraints perspective? What's their overall performance? How much lag time is there between requests and actions? And then the third component of that three pillars of observability is logs. The end-to-end observability part is really this idea that we're creating context for the users of these systems.
Let Datadog, Carahsoft, and their reseller partners help you imagine what your agency is capable of. Listen to the full program at federalnewsnetwork.com, keyword innovation in government.
Spring into savings with Thompson Creek. For a limited time, get free installation on all windows and doors, plus special financing. We do it all. Design, build, and install, so you won't pay the middleman markup. Call 855-57-CREEK now.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 8:23. I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. A local man with a mobile cheeseburger business is in high demand. Our Nick Iannelli stopped by one of his locations for a WTOP Small Business Spotlight.
When Hunter Carameddos first learned that the Washington Post named his burger the number one best cheeseburger in the D.C. region,
I genuinely thought it was a prank call.
It just seemed too good to be true.
It really does make me feel amazing, make me feel like all this hard work truly has paid off.
You can track his business, Steez Burger, on Instagram as it goes to different places each week across the D.C. area. Before starting his business up, Carameddos spent the better part of a year doing research, which consisted of eating about 150 cheeseburgers from various locations.
I took certain elements that really tripped my pleasure and created this one burger, one way, that I truly do think is a good representation of the American classic.
Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next. Engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
What you got, Dave Preston?
Hey, here's a topping for a burger. 7-layer dip. Try it out. You'll be pleasantly surprised.
Good for you.
Nationals beat the Orioles 3-0. Joey Meneses goes 2-for-4 with an RBI and a run scored for manager Davey Martinez, who gets quite an effort from Joey Meneses.
Staying on baseball, right? You're using the whole field. That's when he's really good. That's what he does. So, and he's really good. He's really good at driving runs. He's done that for us since he's been here. So I'm glad to see that. He's starting to stay in the middle field. I'm not trying to do too much and driving runs for us.
You know who's been really good this year for the Nats? Trevor Williams. He's 4-0 to start the season. Last night he struck out 8 over 5 scoreless frames. The Nats over 500 for the first time since early July of 2021. NBA playoffs. The home teams win both game ones. Boston edging Cleveland 120-95. The Celtics win the Battle of the Boards by 17. Oklahoma City over Dallas 117-95. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander nets 29 points with 9 rebounds and 9 assists for the Thunder. Minnesota's Rudy Gobert is named Defensive Player of the Year in the league. NHL playoffs, a pair of overtime affairs. Colorado edges Dallas 4-3 in game one of their series on a goal by Miles Wood. New York Rangers take a 2-0 series lead after a double overtime win over Carolina 4-3. The final, Vincent Trocheck nets the game win.